I remember vaguely a few months ago what had happened the night my friend and I decided to try an experiment. You see, we're well off. We have a lot of money, and our parents gave us lots of things, so we're kind of spoiled. And one day while we were touring the city and having some fun in San Francisco, we came across a couple of homeless people who were all alone and had nothing. They were sleeping in cardboard boxes. People don't do that in the city where I'm from. We don't see this, you know, the smell of piss was extreme and it was just gross. I don't know how anybody can live like that. So we took a bet. My friend and I selfishly took a bet. We could have offered any of these people a hotel room and dinner, but instead we decided to be bitches. We went to the closest store that we could find. It was a hardware store. I can't even think of the name of it. We bought a bunch of materials, you know, things that you would probably see somebody camping out with, but we didn't want to, you know, make it obvious. So we got a couple of sleeping bags and rations and food and water. I don't know. Bought some beanie caps because it gets freaking cold out there. And we got a couple of cardboard boxes. And we found this alley where there were lots and lots of people. We figured nobody would notice us because we would blend into the crowd. And the reason why I say that is because we went to the nearest Goodwill and, you know, picked up some old clothes. Gave up the clothes that we were wearing, just gave it to the Goodwill and figured, you know, we'll just go home in our new clothes and then throw them away or donate them or something. So we were dressed in beanie hats and jeans and, you know, old sneakers and tennis shoes and sweaters and Pendletons. You know, we just, I hate to use the phrase, but we look like bums. Okay. We didn't even look homeless. I mean, there were people out there that were dressed better than we were, but, you know, we didn't really know better. So we grabbed our boxes and put them side by side. We cut holes in them so that we could talk to each other. And grabbed our sleeping bags and made a little fire can and just talked and laid there in the stench of urine that was everywhere. I don't know how anybody lives like this. I could never do it. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably go to a different city where it's less expensive and go find a minimum wage job and share a room with somebody. I don't understand why people are homeless. But I just wanted to see what it was like and then write about it on my blog. So we're laying there laughing and talking, and people are walking by, kind of staring at us, probably because they could see that the sleeping bags were very new, and everything we had, except for our clothes that we bought secondhand, everything was new, and they probably wondered what we were doing there. Sometimes an old man would walk by and mumble something. He would smell drunk, and he would come by and say things. We even had a couple of guys proposition us for sex. And we're just like, no, we're not gonna do that. It was really kind of creepy. when everything quieted down, because you could hear the small rumble of the cars going by in the distant city, and you could hear the people talking and the fires crackling, and it was just a totally different scenario, because around the corner and down the street there was nothing like this going on. If you went down the street, you would have no idea that any of us were back here. I felt kind of bad because my friend and I did have a lot of food in a bag, so I took the bag and I offered a lot of the food to people. And some of them ignored me, some of them called me names, and other ones took it. We offered it first to the women with children, and you'd be surprised at some of the homeless people how they would refuse because they've already eaten and offer it to one of their friends. It was really sweet. But then there were others who would say, I'm not eating anything like that. And, you know, you're trying to poison me. It was just really odd. So I went to all of the people and gave them what I could, and then went back to our little, what I call, cubbies, and crawled back inside, and we just started talking. And then it started happening a little while longer. We heard this hissing noise, and it was just the strangest thing. It was almost like a sprinkler or some sort of a mist that went off, and it was just shh. I don't know if you can hear that. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like when you go into the grocery store and you see the vegetable aisles, and they have all the fruits and vegetables there, and they're watering it, keeping it fresh, and it goes shh, kind of like a rainstorm. They have that fake thunder and lightning. It's the same kind of sound, just like a spray. And we're laying there going, what the hell is that? You know, and then suddenly this sweet smell, like almost like pasty almonds, like amaretto, you know. It made me hungry for an almond croissant. It was just so delicious smelling, you know. I inhaled it. Oh, it smelled so good. I'm like, smell that, Stacy. Doesn't that smell delicious? She's like, yeah, that does. And she took a big whiff, and somebody yelled, don't inhale the fumes. Oh, it was a little late for that. We inhaled some more, and the more we inhaled, the more it felt so good. It was so intoxicating. After a while, we felt really inebriated. It was like we had been drinking all night long. We were laughing and talking, and then suddenly some men in black clothes with black masks came up and dragged us out of our boxes and put things over our heads, and it's like some kind of sack. And I don't know where they took us. They carried us. We were trying to get loose. Like we're drunk or something, but we were still trying to fight them and kick them, and they wouldn't have it. And then suddenly I felt this whoosh of air in my face over the mask and the sack, and it smelled just like almond, and it made me really, really comfortable. I was so comfortable. Almost orgasmic. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It was euphoric. It just, oh my God. I just let him carry me wherever he was taking me. And I could feel that we got into a car or a van, and I have a bag over my head, so I don't know where we're going. And And we drive for a little while, and then they carry us out and bring us into this big room where they take the sacks off our head and tie us together. We're still dressed in our clothes, and we're still comfortable sitting there, and they're looking at us and talking it over. They're still wearing masks, and I could see there's cameras around. What are you doing with us? And the man just looked at me. He just looked at me and said, shh. I demand you to tell me what you're going to do with us, I said. I didn't care who he was. I didn't care he had me tied up. He wasn't going to do anything to me. He walked over and he looked at me straight in the eye. He said, you need to cooperate with everything I say. Everything we do, you are going to cooperate, or we are going to hurt you. And he pulls out a blade and wipes it across my face. I quickly subsided and really quiet, and my friend starts crying. And it was just really weird. Because after a while, they take off our shoes and our clothes and then put us in these hospital gowns and keep us in there. And then they shove us into this tank, this like plexiglass tank that had holes in it. And then they let in these bunch of mosquitoes, tons and tons of mosquitoes. It was... the buzzing was so loud, and I was just, oh my God, they were biting me, it hurt, it itched, it was, there were so many of them, they were everywhere, and the smell of almonds got greater and greater as the mosquitoes bit me, and I watched them, it was like a horror movie. Suddenly it stopped hurting. It stopped itching, but they still bit, and little welts started to appear, and my friend was huddled up in the corner with her hands over her legs, trying to fight them off, trying to keep them off of her, and I was just slapping them and killing them, and then suddenly a mist came into the room, and they started at the top. It came in through a hose just right above our heads, and you could see it, and I don't know what the hell they were doing, but they were experimenting on us. I don't know. I was full of mosquito bites. I mean, they were just everywhere, and they were starting to itch again. They were itching, and I was scratching. I was scratching so much I was bleeding under my nails, bleeding everywhere, and my friend was scratching, and I just, oh my God, it itched so bad. It was horrible. Well, this mist that they were bringing in from the top started to fall, and it was like a heavy mist. It was like the fog, you know, the fog in the city, and it just started falling over us. We could feel its wetness, feel its dampness just cover and coat our bodies, and the mosquitoes started dropping everywhere. They just started dying all around our feet. And we could taste and smell the almond in the mist as it covered us. It stung my eyes, and it burned where the mosquitoes bit me. It burned so bad. Some of the mosquito bites started to blister and pop and ooze everywhere. And they're just oozing all over the place. It was so gross. And my friend, oh God, she had mosquito bites on her face, and they were blistering on her face everywhere. There was a big, huge one on the side of her face. It just kept on bubbling and bubbling and getting bigger and bigger, and she slapped at it, and when she did, whatever the hell was inside of it just splattered everywhere. It was so gross. And, oh my God. They watched. They just watched us. Let me out! Let me out! I cried and yelled and banged on the glass, and the one just said no. No, no. Shh. They let another set of mosquitoes in. But this time when they came in and they bit us, they died. When they started biting us again, they fell to the ground and just died immediately. I guess I was thankful for that, but I don't know what these people had put into my blood. Because it burned. It burned inside. But I started to feel comfortable. I started to like it. And when he came over to the glass and pointed down at the mosquitoes, I just smiled. My friend just smiled. It was like I was watching myself in a mirror. I was watching myself smiling at him, doing whatever he wanted. He told me to get undressed, to take the hospital gown off, and I did, and I could see the mosquito welts all over my breasts and my stomach and my butt. But it didn't matter because everything felt good. And my friend took off hers too. And we stood there in front of these people we didn't even know, completely naked. And then they laid in more mosquitoes. And these stung. They hurt. They bit where the cloth wasn't before. On my stomach, on my breasts, my shoulders, my back and butt. Everywhere where the cloth wasn't. They stayed away from the other place. They didn't touch the skin where whatever hell that mist was, but they bit me everywhere else, and it hurt so bad. It was like they were injecting me with poison. Poison every time, and then they let that goo in again from the top, and then suddenly all the mosquitoes die again, and I breathed it in. It was like an addiction. It felt so good. Soon they let another batch of mosquitoes in, and I just looked at him. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I felt so good. I wanted more mosquitoes. I wanted more. I wanted more of the fog. I needed it. I craved it. Send in more, please. Please. And he did it over and over again. Over and over. Well, when they released us, he said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Nobody will believe you. Anyway, nobody believed us. We tried telling the cops. The cops laughed at us and said, yeah, well, you probably just stayed out in the, you know, stayed out in the sun too long, got sunburn. Well, they explained it. The doctors looked at it and said, you know what? You shouldn't fall asleep on the beaches. Then he did a test. He did a test on us. And we were infected with Zika virus. Yes. We've been feeling really bad after that. I figured it was just because of the spray they put all over me. No. The mosquitoes infected us with Zika. What the hell? I never figured out who these men were. And after that, I still crave the almond fog. They spread all over us. I crave it. It's like a drug. I need it, and I don't have it. And I go through convulsions at night. I scratch my skin just to see if it will happen. And I scratch and scratch. A mosquito bites that don't exist until my skin blisters and bleeds everywhere. Oh, yes. My doctor thinks I'm insane. He's given me Xanax and different kinds of drugs. None of them will work. No, nothing works. The drug I need, I can't find. I have no idea where to find this man, but I would do anything, anything, just to get my hands on it again. And for what? Experiments? They did experiments on us. And they didn't even work. We can't get pregnant for I don't know how long. I don't know if I'm infected forever. I mean, this is really new. They've destroyed my life. I can't keep a job. In fact, I've been thinking about taking a space out on the street again. Just so I can smell that almond fog. Yeah. I might just go back. I don't need to work. As long as they're spraying it, I'll come back any time. Will you take me back there? Please? Please?